The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 15 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Miguel Folk-Quintes. Here are today's headlines. Will Quebec change its mind on banning subletting? A spike in the number of Quebec homeless. And is Montreal ignoring the will of the people? This morning, Quebec's housing minister is defending the government's decision to ban lease transfers. Housing activists say the change will increase rental costs even more. But is there a chance the government could change its mind before the bill is passed? Angie Isnell looked into the story for us.
Quebec is defending its new housing bill, saying it will solve our housing crisis. But Bill 31 will take away tenants' right to sublet apartments. Quebec's leader housing crisis, André Fontecilla, said this will only make things worse.
Et un projet de loi qui ne règle rien, même qui empire les choses.
However, the housing minister isn't backing down. She's defending the charge today in committees and hearings in the National Assembly. Political analyst Robert Frank says the bill is only adding to the problem.
There's no question that we're facing the prospect of a housing crisis and that government measures that are designed to protect landlords are not the sort of thing that is going to relieve that crisis in any.
The new housing bill is expecting to be passed later in this session. Angie Snell for Concordia News.
Homelessness has risen significantly over the last 5 years throughout Quebec, and especially in the city of Montreal. The Ministry of Health and Social Services report released just this morning confirms this. But does this really come as a surprise? Julia Israel has the story for us this morning. So, Julia, what are the report's numbers exactly?
Miguel, the report says that the data collected from last October shows 10,000 people in homelessness in the province of Quebec, 60% of whom live in Montreal. So these stats show a 44% increase since 2018. But speaking to the RAPSIM, Montreal's largest network of homelessness organizations, Catherine Marcoux says these numbers are not that surprising to workers on the ground.
The organizations that are working with the homeless population in Montreal, they already know that numbers are getting higher and higher, and we see on the ground that there are more and more people experiencing homelessness.
So, what is the main cause of homelessness, and what does the ministry think the government should do about it?
Well, the report shows that for 24% of people, eviction causes their home from their homes was the cause. The ministry suggested this morning that the government should look into converting empty commercial spaces into emergency housing.
There's a study that came out yesterday by the UMQ that said it's actually cheaper to provide them housing than to keep them in the street.
And what are the reactions of networks fighting homelessness on the ground?
Well, groups have been lobbying for years now, and what they're really trying to get across is that solutions need to improve social safety nets to prevent people from falling through the cracks altogether.
It's a number that we don't really need on the ground to do the work. If the government was just investing the proper amount of money beforehand, maybe the situation would not have gotten so bad.
Marcoux hopes to see the government put their investment into the right places.
Thanks, Julia. That was Julia Israel on the ministry's latest report on homelessness in Quebec. The Olimel pork processing plant in Princeville is closing, laying off 300 people in a town of only 5,000. The Federation of National Trade Unions predicted that an additional 300 jobs will be lost indirectly, and highlights that many of those being laid off have had multi-decade careers at the plant. Olimel has struggled to keep plants open despite a $150 million investment by the Legault government. Last April, it shuttered its largest slaughterhouse in Vallée-Jonction, leading to a loss of 1,000 jobs. The French-language commissioner Benoît Dubreuil has expressed reluctance to raise the immigration threshold to preserve the French language in Quebec. However, opinions differ about how to plan for more immigration.
Quebec has been historically resistant to accepting newcomers, and this is done in the interest of protecting the French-speaking majority.
Robert Frank is a political analyst. He says that Quebec is not doing enough in terms of immigration.
The province very, very much needs to increase its population because the normal native growth in the population from childbirth is well below the replacement level. We're already seeing jobs going unfilled because people are retiring and there are not enough people to replace them when they leave after a long career.
Marc Tanguay is a member of the Quebec Liberal Party. He says at the National Assembly in Quebec that the center of the issue is about temporary residents.
Alors, il y a un débat sur est-ce que le Québec devrait accueillir 50 000, 60 000, 70 000. Nous voulons faire en sorte d'élargir le débat sur les résidents temporaires. Parce que quand on dit que ça a explosé puis qu'il y en a plus de 300 000, ben veut, veut pas, ça met une pression énorme sur la non-disponibilité des logements et des services essentiels.
Chambers of Commerce are expected to argue this afternoon at public consultations in Quebec City, advocating an increase to 60,000 new arrivals. The business community is also calling for better integration conditions for immigrants.
A 62-year-old man was found in Old Montreal at 1:20 a.m. with multiple stab wounds to his upper body. After a rough night in hospital, police say he's now expected to survive. The stabbing followed a fight with another man, which left the victim in critical condition while the attacker fled on foot. The police set up a crime scene at the corner of Debudian and Vigier Street and deployed a dog team. The investigation is ongoing. The City of Montreal announced yesterday that it will proceed with the closure of Kamenyat-Oud Way in order to expand Mount Royal Park. This decision came despite a public consultation where Montrealers suggested they were against the road closure. If Valérie Plante's party neglects the opinions of electors, what is the point of having public consultations? Dylan Adams joins us live from Mount Royal. Dylan, what's going on over there? Is it busy in the area?
Yes, hey Miguel. Traffic seems to be pretty normal right about now, although it's hard to imagine where these people will be going when the road closure actually begins. I spoke to Peter Greifey earlier, who is a professor at McMaster University and an expert on QC politics. I asked if it was normal for a political party leader to go against their electors' opinions.
What happened when old people want to go to the mountain? So they don't go, they don't have the option because they're not young? I think this is discrimination. Second, these are diplomatic tourists. Okay, so they're here to see the city. If you don't give them the choice, do you think they'll come biking here?
You've been talking to people in the neighborhood. What do they have to say about this decision?
So I talked to a couple people out here who frequently use the road, including a private driver named Samzak. He's in charge of driving around foreign diplomats. He couldn't believe the street was going to be blocked off. He had this to say.
What happened when old people want to go to the mountain? So they don't go, they don't have the option because they're not young? I think this is discrimination. Second, these are diplomatic tourists. Okay, so they're here to see the city. If you don't give them the choice, do you think they'll come biking here?
What is Mayor Valérie Plante saying about all this?
Well, Valérie Plante continues to campaign for a greener Montreal. According to the mayor, the road closure will bring more green spaces and more bike paths to the mountain. In regards to the public consultation that took place a couple of years ago, Plante believes that the world has changed a lot since then.
Thank you, Dylan. That was Dylan Adams. An English theme week at the Francophone Gatineau Cégep has drawn criticism from the National Assembly. This week, students and teachers have been encouraged to speak to each other in English. The Minister for the French Language, Jean-François Roberge, spoke out about an initiative promoting English in the context of the French language declining in North America. And even the Quebec Liberal Party asked the Cégep to cancel the event. In art news today, the value of Quebec TV and movie production has risen 25%. Bill Maher brings back his late night show despite the Hollywood writer's strike and a big premiere at TIFF this evening. Here's Leora Schertzer with all our arts and entertainment.
There was this voice I listened to on the radio.
That's Sean Levy's latest film, All the Light We Cannot See, featuring Mark Ruffalo and Hugh Laurie, which will have its world premiere tonight at the TIFF. The film is a screen adaptation of the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Anthony Doerr. The Toronto International Film Festival has persevered over the last week despite the Hollywood actors and writers' strike, which has squeezed the TV and film industry. That was the intro song from Bill Maher's late-night show Real Time, which he yesterday announced will return despite the strike in Hollywood. Real Time is coming back, unfortunately, sans writers or writing. It is time to bring people back to work, Maher wrote in a post on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. Marr said, "The show I will be doing without my writers will not be as good as our normal show, full stop." In response to Marr's announcement, the Writers Guild of America released the following statement. Bill Maher's decision to go back on the air while his guild is on strike is disappointing. Bill Maher is obligated as a WGA member to follow the strike rules and not perform any writing services, and that the WGA will be picketing this show. That was a clip from the 2023 Québécois film Humanist Vampire Seeking Consenting Suicidal Person. While the Quebec film industry is equally affected by the writer's strike, it is expected to rebound once the strike ends. The Quebec movie and TV industry has risen in value by 25% during the 2021-2022 year, according to a new report from the Institut de la Statistique du Québec. The audiovisual industry in Quebec reached $2.8 billion, which is a historic high for the province compared to $2.2 billion in the previous year.
Thanks, Leora. That was Leora Schertzer for the News in Arts. Another bad night for the Toronto Blue Jays. The Habs look forward to the new season, and the playoffs kick off in the WNBA. Here's Julia Davis with all our sports news.
The Los Angeles Aces beat the Chicago Sky in the WNBA's first playoff game of the season. Chelsea Gray was instrumental in the Aces' 87-59 win, putting up 20 points. A fresh group of rookies tore up the ice yesterday at the first day of the Montreal Canadiens training camp, with the Habs' beloved Carey Price sidelined for good due to his torn meniscus surgery in 2021, just after the team's exhilarating run in the Stanley Cup final. Fans can check up on his replacement, Jake Allen, to see if he's up to shape.
Not concerned. No, I mean, it's a good team, right? It's a good team, good pitchers. It sucks that we lost the first three of the series, but again, everything is in front of us. You can't worry about what other teams are doing. You have to go out and play your game. Tonight, we didn't play great, and they beat us. So it's not concerning. You know, if it was, you know, the season was going to be over tomorrow, yeah, it's concerning. But we got 2 weeks ahead of us, and you have to take one day at a time.
Toronto Blue Jays manager John Schneider responded to fans' cacophony of boos last night after the team's 10-0 loss to the Texas Rangers. The Jays' doubleheader continues in Toronto with a redemption, or rematch, if you wish to see if they can win back their fans for the day.
Thank you, Julia. That was Julia Davis for the news in sports. 4 Montreal eateries have been selected for a list of Air Canada's 30 best new restaurants in 2023. Restaurants are selected from across 15 cities and 7 provinces, and to qualify, they need to have opened their doors in the last year. Special weight is given to out-of-the-ordinary experiences and culinary creativity. The ranking and top 10 will be unveiled November 1st, and we're all waiting with bated breath to see if Montreal beats Toronto for the top spots. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we should be seeing clear blue skies and a warm start to the fall. As we head into the weekend, we'll be seeing a mix of sun and cloud with cooler mornings and highs staying in the low 20s. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Miguel Folk-Quintes.